The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Once Judas had left, Jesus said, "Now is the chosen one glorified, and God is glorified as well. If God has been glorified, God will in turn glorify the chosen one, and will do so very soon. My little children, I will not be with you much longer. I give you a new commandment. Love one another. And you are to love each other the way I have loved you. This is how all will know that you are my disciples, that you truly love one another." The good news of salvation.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, beloveds, these are wonderful readings for a community of love. And looking out on each of you, it gives my heart joy to see each of you and to realize the love that you have and that we have for one another. Today's gospel, again from John, comes from the section of the gospel called John's Farewell Discourse, in which Jesus is preparing his disciples for his death, resurrection, and his ascension into heaven. This section of the gospel recounts to us the things that Jesus wished most to leave and to pass on to his followers before the moment of his death. It is quite an emotional moment. Jesus has just a few bits of time left with these people he's developed into a community, who he's been with, who have walked with him in his ministry for these 3 years. He wanted to pass on the best of what he had told them, and he wanted to link them up in a new way with his Father. I think if you're ever going to read the scriptures, I think you've heard me say it time and again a few times, that starting with John's Gospel, chapter 14 through 17, which is the entirety of this discourse, shows you the heart of Jesus for his followers and for his Father, and connecting up his, how important it was, not that they follow him so much, as that they go to the Father, and that they are intimately connected with the God that Jesus is and came to tell them about. And so, he wants to leave his friendship, peace, and most of all, that legacy of love. Jesus' final wish is that his followers would love each other, and that we would love each other as he loved us. So there's really a specificity to this request on Jesus' part. Not just love one another, all fluffy and kind and frilly and floweries with butterflies flying up. It's not that kind of love, is it? It's the love that Jesus showed. And he's calling us to live out Jesus' legacy and his active living presence among us. All of our readings today are really brimming with love. The first from the Acts of the Apostles read so beautifully with all those places that Paul visited that Linda pronounced so well as she read them. tells of Paul's travels to build up and encourage newly forming Christian communities throughout the region, to persevere through persecution and difficult times, to encourage one another and build one another up in the living good news of Jesus and bringing about the kingdom of God. The second reading from the book of Revelations, also written during the height of Roman persecutions, reminded the early Christians of God's vision for them, and that the Most High will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death and mourning and crying and pain will be no more. For God is holding out something new to us, a new order where God is fully present among us and lives among us. We are not alone. We are surrounded by the presence of God. And then the psalm sings of the graciousness and mercy of God and his great kindness and his compassion toward all that God created, the creation and the people and all that he made. And then the gospel, where we see Jesus as one with his Father and asking his followers to love and care for one another when he dies. But he promises to be with them in the love, and they experience this presence of Jesus in the resurrected Lord. And then, after Jesus ascends into heaven, through the always and ever-present Holy Spirit, who we ourselves experience as alive and burning in our hearts as we pray together. So our readings are overflowing with the love of God who creates us in God's image, loves us, seeks us out, becomes one of us, and lives with us now and for eternity, and we with God. So the question I asked myself on meditating on and preparing to preach on them today is, if we are to love one another as Jesus loved, how is it that Jesus demonstrated love as he walked on earth? I kind of think of it just as one big amorphous thing, and it makes it very hard to put it into practical terms when I don't remember the specifics. I'm a concrete person, and I think many of us need to, since we didn't encounter Jesus in the flesh when he did these things, we kind of need to look at how specifically Jesus loved. So that's what I want to talk to you about in the next few minutes. If we are to model our loving after Jesus, it could help us to take a good hard look at just how Jesus loved the people who followed him, and actually all the people he encountered in his earthly life. Here are several key moments that reflect Jesus' compassion, care, and deep love, and provide for us an example as to how we too, as his disciples, are called to love. First, Jesus often healed those who came to him, moved by love and compassion. This was a common and powerful way Jesus showed his care, responding to both physical and spiritual hurts. Jesus recognized the physical needs of his followers. Miraculously, he fed thousands with just a few loaves and fish. His love was practical. People were hungry, and he fed them. He was responsive to their human needs. When a sinful woman anointed Jesus' feet with expensive oils, he didn't shame her as others did. He forgave her sins and showing profound love and acceptance of her. He went above social norms and reputations on the night before his crucifixion. On that night before his crucifixion, Jesus took the posture of a servant and washed his disciples' feet, showing that true love serves humbly. Before raising Lazarus from the dead, Jesus wept with those who were grieving. His love wasn't only shown in miracles. It was expressed in his shared sorrow with people and his presence, holding them together. As Peter denied him three times, Jesus lovingly restored Peter, not with a rebuke, but with a reaffirmation of Peter's value and the mission to feed his sheep. When the disciples were terrified during a storm, Jesus calmed the winds and the waves. Even in their fear and doubt, he protected them and brought peace. His love brought security in the chaos. Jesus saw potential in ordinary people of his time, fishermen, tax collectors. He invited them to a close relationship. His love was personal and full of purpose, giving them each a new identity and a new mission in life. Even when the disciples argued about who was the greatest, Jesus didn't lose his patience. He gently taught them about humility, showing love by guiding them to a deeper truth. And even while dying, Jesus looked after the needs of others. He made sure his mother would be cared for, entrusting her to the disciple of John, and he ministered to the thief crucified next to him. That is selfless and sacrificial love. Jesus didn't just heal or teach. He invited people to find rest in him. His love welcomed the exhausted, the burdened, and the brokenhearted. After the resurrection, Jesus walked with two discouraged disciples who didn't recognize him, listening and explaining scripture. He met them in their confusion and revealed himself through the relationship that they had had and through his deep understanding of their predicament. Love, it's the foundation of our faith and the heartbeat of the gospel. But love isn't always easy, as we all know. And it's not always obvious how to live it out in the world we are in today. That's why we look to Jesus as our model for how to love. The Gospels give us a living portrait of what love looks like with skin on. Love that listens, heals, forgives, restores, starts fresh, and stays. Looking to Jesus as a model for love in our lives today is a powerful and deeply relevant way to live our lives. Jesus' love was patient, sacrificial, humble, inclusive, and deeply present. Qualities the world still longs for, still needs so deeply. Jesus showed us that real love sees people, listens without judgment, meets practical needs, forgives generously, and values relationship over status or power. In a world that often values speed, success, self-promotion, his way of love invites us to slow down, to notice others, and to care deeply. It's not about being perfect. It's about showing up just like he did. So some practical ways to love like Jesus. Be present Like Jesus walking with the disciples on the road to Emmaus, we can be present with someone going through doubt or grief. Serve quietly, like washing feet, serving in unnoticed ways, making meals, helping a neighbor, doing chores without being asked. All these things can be powerful acts of love. Include those who are overlooked. Go to the person alone in the room. Jesus welcomed the outsider. We can sit with someone who's alone and reach out to the new kid or include people who feel left out. And lastly, but not really lastly, because you can each think of your own beautiful ways, which I see you doing every day, forgive freely. Like how Jesus restored Peter, we can offer grace instead of holding grudges when someone messes up. This is the kind of love Jesus modeled, seeing people beyond their surface, responding with compassion instead of judgment, and making room for grace. So throughout this week, let's reflect on how Jesus loved those who followed him, and how we're invited to do the same right where we are, whether we're young or we're old, in a boardroom or a classroom or around a dinner table. So ask yourself this week, who needs to be seen? Who needs a little grace? Who needs someone to simply walk beside them? That's where love begins. That's where Jesus is alive. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, teach us to love as you loved, with compassion, humility, grace, and presence. Open our eyes to those around us. Give us the courage to love even when it's hard. Use our everyday lives to reveal your extraordinary love. Amen.